I was driving yesterday early. You know, you got to have a lot of caffeine. I also have to have stops, and I have to have, like, snacks while I'm driving early to keep my brain going. So I stopped at a gas station.
Swallow.
Usually the snack of choice is sugar wafers.
With the diamond-shaped pattern on the top.
Yes. Yeah. And what I do, at about 2 hours into a trip like this, I'll stop at a gas station. I'll get some coffee, get some sugar wafers. The way I keep my brain alive is I'll eat one layer at a time. And you get it could take dexterity and concentration.
Yeah. It's a puzzle of disassembling a cookie
in
your mouth.
It is, without making crumbs all over yourself, but doing it with your teeth. Yeah, you listen to whatever, and you do that. And so yesterday I was like,
whatever you're listening to is not occupying your brain whatsoever.
Not enough.
You have to disassemble cookies.
Well, you have to have variety. You have to have something to think about, not just listen to. So I'm deconstructing cookies. So yesterday I was like, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to try something different. I had some old nuts from Dawn's the party. Some old nuts that were
salty
left in
nuts.
The bag. I ate the salty nuts, and then I was like, I gotta get something else. So I stop at a gas station. Stop at a travel center. It's kind of a big store.
I love travel centers.
Right, right. I stopped and I got some coffee, and then I was just looking around, and I saw a display of Bimbo.
There you go.
Remember Bimbo?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. So I got some Bimbo donuts. They were disgusting. It was so bad. It was a little bag of sugar donuts.
That'll
Bimbo.
Also keep you awake, just driving.
Just like, this was a mistake. But I also, to balance out the Bimbo, I thought, I'll get some fruit. You ever got gas station fruit?
No.
It scares me, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I've gotten a banana.
Yeah. So I picked up a banana and an apple. And then I'm walking around, and I see the Bimbo, and I get the bag of donuts, and I look down at the apple. I'm like, this is such a bad choice. Why am I getting an apple from a gas station?
I'm glad you thought that was the bad choice.
The Bimbo not.
At least the Bimbo has preservatives.
The apple, but the Bimbo's probably was washed before it got put in a bag.
I'll say you can't touch the Bimbos directly.
Right.
That's the
all the other people.
You got to open the bag.
Like me.
What
like,
are we talking about? Are you a bouncer now?
Hands off the Bimbo. Hands off. Hey, hands off the himbo. So I was looking at the apple. I'm like, this isn't clean.
No.
How am I going to clean it? I'm going to take it in the gas station bathroom to clean it? So I put it back.
So do you think the apples are clean at the grocery store?
Yeah, but you're going to take it home and you're going to wash it in your house.
Okay.
I didn't want to wash it in the bathroom of the gas station. So I put it back.
This is the person that's buying fruit at the gas station to go home. This one, you'll find yourself really questioning your life when you're in a gas station washing fruit. Like,
right.
If you're trying to make something better, there's no way. You can feel like you're escalating. Above
I got a bag
your station.
Of Bimbo and a dirty apple.
I tried to solve one bad problem with two more.
Yeah. So I put the apple back, and then I walked up to buy the Bimbo and the coffee and the water and the banana. The guy says, "These bananas are $2.50. I went, "Oh." And I don't know why.
And you got sucked in, didn't you?
I was like, bought another one. I didn't ask how much one was.
I was about to say, one banana is only a dollar.
But I was like, that's a deal because your brain, then I should eat two of these. And I could eat two bananas because I put the apple back. You know? So I'm balancing out the fruit with the himbos. But I did. I got a second banana. And I ate the first banana. I was like, that was good. And I'm like, do I want another banana?
No.
Right, but it was there.
So you ate it.
And I'd already eaten all the old nuts. And I had to keep my brain. I didn't have the sugar wafers. So, yeah, I ate that second banana.
I'm surprised you didn't get, like, backup sugar wafers, just in case the other
what
stuff
I
sucked.
About, there's so many gas stations. I could always stop again if I needed it, you know. And I like to get different things in a gas station. That's my thing now, too. I'll eat something I never had before. I'd be a lot of sugar wafers. I never had a Bimbo. A gas station Bimbo.
And never will again.
Not that kind. But there was a whole display of Bimbos.
Oh, you took a picture?
I did for you guys.
Pick up his phone.
This was the selection of Bimbos. There are so many Bimbos.
Whoa.
Like, this goes to the floor. I mean, there's so many different kinds of Bimbos. And I know I'd noticed them before, but until we talked about it, I never really gave them the time of day because they look weird.
I don't even know these words.
Right. They're mostly Spanish, I think. Or not real Spanish, but Spanish sounding. Like Spanish brand names. You know, like...
They don't
like the donuts were called sugar donas, D-O-N-A-S.
You bought that because that was the name you most recognized.
I recognized in the bag that these look like little donuts, but they were oddly wet. You open the bag.
No, you don't
moist.
Wash the donuts, George.
Yeah, you know, especially not in the gas station bathroom.
You don't even wipe them down with the towelettes.
It just shouldn't be
well,
wet.
Well, so here's my concern.
Yeah.
Okay. When did this happen, George?
Yesterday.
I zoomed in on on the bimbo roles de canela con pasas.
Yep, that's right. Okay, let's pronounce.
What's
exactly
the expiration
correctly.
Date?
The expiration date is December 16th, 2023.
Oh, okay.
So right. You got it. But
we're good.
Yes.
You got a whole week?
Yes. You got it in there in time. What's but
that's a lot of merchandise that I assume is going to be expiring right? very soon.
So like, when you look at this, popular. Don't you assume you've got like a year and a half out before it's going to expire?
So not for donuts and stuff.
Oh,
I,
no?
I want to buy one that has very short shelf
life. Oh, okay. Then I guess I don't buy enough donuts to know.
No,
like yesterday,
Well, like if you're looking at bread, are you trying to find the stuff with 18 months of shelf life, or are you, no. you wanting fresh bread? Right?
No,
I'm presuming the more preservatives and the less food it actually is, the further out the expiration
date. Okay, that's
fair. I'm a little alarmed because I can't remember the last time I checked an expiration date on food.
You should do it more often than you think.
I'm thinking about it now. You just need to have Claire go to your house.
Oh,
she is.
She do a good job of keeping it cleared out.
Oh, dude, if there is no expiration date, it's gone.
Yeah.
What?
I.
That means it's good forever.
Nope. Not, for her, it means
Best
it
buy had, anytime.
For her, that means it never has been good and it never will be good.
Yeah. She throws it out.
Yeah, wow, it's gone. Like, she'll throw stuff out if she just thinks it's old, regardless of the expiration
date. Now, boys, we ate old stuff from the gluten-free Earth Box last week, so don't be judging too
dude,
hard.
Sophie, yesterday morning, was like, when does this sugar expire? And I said, never. When it's not just, granular
just
sugar
eat
anymore.
Eat your spoonful of sugar and shut up.
She was mad. I can't remember what she was making.
The moment
sort of
it starts tasting like flour.
But, like, don't... That or honey. Like, honey never expires.
No, no, just my
vinegar. Like, they were going to throw some of my vinegar out. I was like, no. Vinegar just does not go bad. It's already bad. That's why they're
It literally
vinegar.
Preserves other things.
Yeah. So, I have apple cider vinegar as my go-to for my veggies. I used some this morning.
For what?
For everything. Like, if I...
Not for drinking.
Like, lentils. I'll put a couple tablespoons in my lentils.
But not for drinking.
Not straight. That stuff's harsh.
God.
It'll get you, won't
beans.
It? Yeah, I use it. At least several times
a
week.
The problem is the habanero.
Okay. Awful.
Like, I do make hot pepper vinegar.
I'll bet.
It's good stuff.
Was that sexual? A little sexual.
You're, why are you making it weird?
You're the only one who can answer that.
I'll bet you do. Some pepper in that vinegar. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a little, little hot sauce.
And if you do, please let me know.
Hot pepper vinegar was in everybody's house when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a
Oh, that was the Texas Pete stuff.
No. Like, you have peppers in a jar.
That's what I mean.
You pour vinegar.
Texas Pete made that.
Yeah, that's
it was, it was what little I think yellow of peppers.
Too. Yeah, in like barbecue places.
Right. Nobody had a labeled one when I was a kid. Oh, it was like just, a mason
got it from
jar.
Your uncle.
Yeah, it was like a mason jar with vinegar.
That's my memory. It's my granddad's house. Yeah. They just on the table all the time. You just had this
just a bunch of peppers in a jar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My memory is I went to Eastern North Carolina and all of a sudden restaurants have Texas Pete jars with peppers in them and I didn't understand why.
Yeah, you didn't try it. You just looked at
it. No, I was like, okay, I guess that's decoration. Like
it's like a potpourri.
It can't be practical.
We judged people who bought their hot pepper vinegar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. Kidding.
I'm sorry, back to the bimbo. This one right here bothered me. It's called Conchas. And it looks like it should be a donut-y kind of thing, but it doesn't look good. And it says vanilla flavor fine paste.
Buh?
What? It looks like what if you go to the
it
Mexican
looks like a
bakery.
Sweet roll.
It's like those. Yeah, but it's not. You can tell it's not sweet. It's just like bread. All that to say, I'm probably going to stick with the wafers.
You got it.
I've strayed too far off the path.
Need to try one more very different bimbo to see if it's the same all the way around. You have to try one. Maybe it's just those sugar donuts.
Maybe. Maybe they were expired.
Well, and it could also be like, you know, different regions have their distinct flavors that they enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Have you been to the Mexican bakery down the street?
I have not.
I've not, but I always want to stop.
It smells delicious.
It does. And it should be better than it is. There's nothing wrong with it, but for my taste, it's not sweet enough. Mm. It's like you get something that looks like that concha with like icing on it or whatever, and it still just tastes kind of like bread.
So it probably means we're oversweetened
definitely
as Americans.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Definitely means that. But everything in there smells and looks wonderful. You should try it, especially if you're not a big sugar fiend.
I'm not.
Yeah, so you'd love it.
I'm about to say he keeps sugar in his house for years, apparently.
That's right. It never goes bad.
And we freeze our brown sugar because I don't know why, because we always have.
I guess if sugar's clumpy, maybe it's bad.
Brown sugar still is going to clump in the freezer,
though,
right?
Exactly.
Like I said, I don't know why. I just know that's where it goes.
I've never put brown sugar in the freezer.
I feel like I never should. It's never been near my freezer.
We just used to put it in.
Get out of there, brown sugar. Yeah.
What are you doing in there?
Why are you trying to sneak in the freezer?
Get away from that, those fish sticks.
And ginger.
Ginger in the freezer?
Fresh
it's
ginger.
Just like a root.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I've never had that.
Oh.
I don't think I've ever had that in my house.
Oh.
Like a root.
Really?
Like a ginger root.
Never had a root in
the
house.
What do you do with the root? Like you cut it up? You squeeze it? You grind it?
You plant it.
You can do all these things.
What do you use it for?
I put it in food.
Yeah, for flavoring. Yeah. You mince it, you dice it.
Okay, like a garlic.
Actually, we have one of those little fine micro graters.
Yeah, I got that too. Okay. Yeah, so much easier.
Is that what you do, Craig?
I don't ever really cook with it, but yes, I've had it in the house. Jess uses it
or
has used it. Not on a regular basis.
That's why it winds up in the freezer.
Yeah.
If it were on a regular basis. Like, it still shreds very well with the little micro planer. Mm-hmm. That's what they call it. Micro planer.
That's the grater? Wait,
no, that's for your face, isn't it?
It's for your feet.
I think that's for wood. Wait, plain wood?
The grater is a grinder? Planer.
Oh, okay.
What's the thing that grinds calluses off the backs of your feet? What's that called? Isn't that a micro grinder?
I was about to say somebody's name, and I stopped.
And imagine that's who that is.
It's a belt sander.
Black and Decker. DeWalt.
So this is George walking into Lowe's. Excuse me, I need a...
for my feet.
I've got a... for you today.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
That's the closest I'll ever come to using a chainsaw, making that sound.
I love the idea. There's that old anecdote of people like going to the mechanic, be like, oh, my car's making the sound, conk, 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 or things like that. You go into a hardware store, it's like, do you have one of those ringing?
And then make the motion. Yeah, ring, gong, 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 gong,
gong, gong. I just want to see that you stand in front of a branch and go.
And then the branch starts falling apart.
Yeah.
So you guys all sound like a gruff Popeye laugh through the headphones.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like all of that is like Popeye. That's all I can think of.
We cut to the elderly Popeye convention.
We cut to Lowe's.
That guy with the weird arms, he always wants chainsaws.
Spinach.
Spinach at a hardware store. That's like buying fruit at a gas station.
Oh, God. You can't wash it.
I stay away from those ringing guys. I don't want to go to a boo-boo
with my owie.